from KQED.
Members of the SEIU United Healthcare Workers West are walking the asthma trail this week. Ultimately, they'll end up in Sacramento to do some lobbying. But first, healthcare advocates are making several stops in hard-hit Central Valley communities. From our Central Valley Bureau, Alice Daniel has more.
You know, put your lips around it. Well, you take the breath in.
Relax.
Deep breath in and blow it out hard and fast. Go.
Respiratory therapist Marlene Hastings checks a woman's breathing capacity at a health fair in downtown Fresno. Earlier this day, Hastings walked 8 miles to help bring awareness to the valley's asthma problem. Too many kids, she says, aren't taking the proper medications.
Medicines to treat asthma, dirt cheap, much cheaper than having them come through the emergency room and actually have a hospital stay.
1 in 5 children in Fresno County has asthma. In some rural towns, like Arvin, it's even worse.
I drove through those schools in the daytime, and little kids, every other kid had an inhaler. And then I hear the announcement that kids can't come out and play because the air quality is bad.
That's Roberto Dela Cruz, the California Deputy Director for the Service Employees International Union. He's being joined by people from such groups as the American Lung Association and the Children's Defense Fund on the walk through Fresno, Merced, Modesto, and other valley towns. Dela Cruz marched with Cesar Chavez in the 60s and 70s to protest the working conditions of migrant farm workers. He says this march benefits from Chavez's wisdom.
Cesar taught us that the only way you get things done is by action.
Action this week includes compiling video histories of people who have been affected by asthma. The coalition will deliver these stories Friday in Sacramento to a task force making recommendations to Governor Brown on reducing chronic diseases like asthma. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.